Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our worship service on this Sunday, Reign of Christ. Next week is Advent. We begin a whole new year in our church and on the church calendar. Our homilist today is Bishop Jean, and our celebrant is the Reverend Terry Ann Pate. Let us open our hearts now to God's blessings as we prepare our hearts for this service of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires knowing, if from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the college for this Sunday of the Reign of Christ. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the peoples of the earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its... There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and earth were created, all things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace through the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do not fear God. You are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied, Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the feast of Christ the King, also called the reign of Christ, that is, the rulership of Christ. It is a feast dedicated to Christ's glorious reign and calls to mind happier stories in the Gospels, times when Christ showed his power through great miracles. But not today. Today we hear the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. Hardly a happy story. Instead of his glory, we see Jesus being stripped of his clothing, ridiculed by the guards and the crowd, and even one of the thieves who were crucified along with him. All this happened in front of his mother, his disciples, his friends, and his enemies, which made it even worse. Like the bad thief, we may find suffering Jesus to be the farthest thing imaginable from a mighty king, be wishing he had called lightning to strike down his foes and reveal his power. Being divine, he could have done so. In his place, I would probably have done just that, and I wouldn't have waited too long to do it either. But Jesus made a different choice. Jesus saw that they hadn't a clue who he was. They hadn't a clue what was actually happening or why. And he prayed for the Father to forgive them. We read in the other Gospels that both thieves mocked Jesus, but Luke doesn't stop there. He shows a change of heart in the good thief as he sees. And here's Jesus. The good thief is named Dismas by tradition, and he observes not only the suffering of Christ, but also his obedience and submission, and therefore rebukes the unrepentant thief, acknowledging their crimes and the fairness of their punishment. Finally, he asks Jesus to remember him when Jesus comes into his kingdom, and Jesus promises that Didymus will join him in paradise. Three men died on a cross. One was the Son of God, winning salvation for us all. One became a child of God, repenting of his sin and demonstrating newfound faith in Jesus. The third, as far as we know, remained locked in his anger and rebellion. Nowhere does Scripture suggest that he asked for or was granted forgiveness. And that's the story. Jesus the King, dying a humiliating death on the cross, opens the gates of heaven to the repentant thief and to all who turn to him, as St. Dismas did. Jesus the Lord dies on the cross, and in doing so, takes the mantle of kingship upon himself and comes into his full power. How? How does death on the cross turn into the monumental power to change the course of history and an infinite number of lives? Elsewhere in Scripture, in Zechariah 4, we read exactly how. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let's take another look here, because this is where we come into the story. Jesus has failed utterly. He was arrested and tortured. He was humiliated, now killed on the cross. We've all heard the phrase rock bottom. Well, this is a pretty extreme example of what rock bottom can be. But there is Jesus, as low as it was humanly possible to go. And he turns it into majesty. He turns it into glory. He turns it into salvation and raw, unleashed power. And he does it by his Spirit. Now, we know what power is. We see it all around us. It's wealth, millions and billions of dollars. It's physical strength, the ability to go long distances or lift great weights or beat down those who threaten you. It's charisma, the personal charm that draws others to yield to our desires. It's malice, the will to force others to do as we wish. Weaponry, the firepower to destroy any who stand in the way of our goals. These are worldly powers. There is other power, the power of creation itself. We've seen great winds blow trees to the ground. We have seen floods wash away cities and earthquakes swallow them up. We have seen fires turn magnificent homes into ash. And this is nature's power. As we read Scripture, we see all these powers come into play in the great stories of our salvation. We might expect to see such demonstrations of might at the moment when Christ wins his great victory over sin and death. But Jesus wins his great victory not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. And where is that Spirit? It's not found in the wind, quake of the fire. No, the Spirit was in the still, small voice. So what was it? It was a spirit of humility. It was a spirit of loving trust in God. It was the spirit of obedience, of submission to the will of God. Father, if you will, remove this cup from me, but not yet my will, but thine be done. And by yielding to that Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus stepped into his glory as Lord, King, and Savior. We all have a cross, many of them through our lives. heavy ones full of splinters that cause us to stumble or fall. Smaller ones that rub on us like an open wound. Pain, illness, loss, defeat, loneliness, or poverty. We all have crosses, and we hate them. They're uncomfortable. They hurt. They slow us down. They keep us from what we want in the world. They can break us. As the unrepentant thief was broken, anger and the pain and the fear he felt when the time came for him to pay for his crimes. Surely the good thief also felt anger and pain and fear. But he saw Jesus. He listened. He submitted, acknowledging the justice of his sentence and asking Jesus to remember him. And through his humble repentance, he won a victory of his own, forgiveness for his sins, and entry into glory with Christ. What does that have to do with you and me? What does that have to do with being unloved or living in poverty or suffering physical or emotional pain? The scripture packs a lot into the lection. But the contrast between the two thieves mirrors the conflict we often feel when a cross comes into our lives. On the one hand, we want to push through our trials. We want to solve the problem and toss the cross. To do that, we resort to all those worldly tactics. We throw money at the problem, and we try to charm others into fixing things for us. Maybe we use darker strategies and try to force others to do as we wish by means of threat or manipulation. Of course, we can always turn to God. Maybe we bargain with God. And if that doesn't work, we fight with God, threatening to turn away if we don't get what we want. You probably know people who've gotten so angry with God that they turned away and stayed away. Sometimes for years, sometimes for life. Many of us have been there. When the cross is bigger and heavier than we can manage, when we fall face first into the dirt, that cross pinning us down, it's easy to turn our anger and frustration and fear onto God. If you haven't gotten there, I can tell you it doesn't work. We cannot strong-arm God into giving us what we want. And we can't reason him into it either. And the longer we try, the bigger and heavier that cross grows. However, there is another way. It is the way of Dismas and the way of Jesus. Obedience. Submission. How we hate those words. But remember that God's ways are far above our own. His foolishness is wiser than our wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than our strength. And in the foolishness of trusting God, we find wisdom. In the humility of suffering under our cross, we find God stretching his hand to lift it from us and help us to rise. In our obedience, we are satisfied by God himself. And in our submission, we find the peace that so often eludes us. It is a magnificent secret. When we stop fighting the cross and pray with Christ, yet not my will but thine be done, transformation becomes possible. Sometimes we experience a wonderful reprieve from the cross we feared. Other times we may be moved to make our cross a sacrifice to God, offering it for an intention that's important to us or to someone we love. When we stop fighting the cross, often the cross itself is transformed, and our frustration and anger are overshadowed by the sweetness of the union with God. the pain that made us miserable is covered by peace as we offer it for the purpose we chose, or endure it in love and trust. Always, though, when we place our trust in God, he proves to us that he is worthy of that trust. We learn that God is indeed our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. When we make our way into the secret place of the Most High, we find that he becomes for us a true refuge and fortress. We discover that a day in his court is better than 1,000 elsewhere, and his burden becomes sweet. This means for us today is this: our crosses can make us bitter, or they can make us blessed. If you want to transform our experience of trial and struggle, there's no better way to do it than to follow the example of Jesus himself. Trust God, who has a plan for you, a plan to do you good and not to harm you. Humbly turn to God, not fighting him, but seeking his will in prayer. Submit to God's will in loving obedience. In this way, we accept the power of our paradoxical God, our God of wonderful surprises. We are upheld in our struggles by the joy of the Lord, our true strength. We find the peace which passes all understanding. And when our time on earth is over, we will find Christ himself welcoming us into his kingdom. Amen.
Our God wraps us in love and embraces us with mercy. There's nothing we need to hide. Let us bring our needs and the needs of the whole human family to God's loving care, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. That the leaders of the church will be like Moses, one with their people and outspoken on their behalf. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the church will spend itself in search of the lost of this world, the homeless, the addicted, the uneducated, the ill, the rejected, and that we will welcome them to our household. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who are far from home will live in safety. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are alienated from us and who stay away from this table, that they may return home and that we may be watching to greet them, pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, the aged, the lonely, especially. And any who cannot be with us today, that they may know our kindness and God's mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That peace and forgiveness will mark our lives together as families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of promises, you have brought us a long way and have kept us safe in our journey to you. Hear us now and answer our prayers with delight. Teach us to run to you for all we need. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will, walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, by your grace you have raised us up and enthroned us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Receive all we offer you this day and lead us in those good works through which you have created us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so we won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you've made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit over the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit, confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gift of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love as your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us a royal priesthood in the kingdom of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Make known his victory through us, we pray, that all the world may see his light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.